Verizon is reportedly trying to lower the price it pays in a deal to buy Yahoo, after Yahoo announced this week that more than a billion of its customers were hacked in 2013. This follows their announcement earlier this year of a different hack. And these hacks, and others at other companies, are driving up demand for corporate cyber insurance. CNBC's Bertha Coombs joins us from the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in New York. Hi, Bertha.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we read that cyber insurance is now the fastest growing insurance product in the country. How big is this industry?
Well, it's no surprise, right? Because companies are worried about increasing liability. PricewaterhouseCoopers estimates that the market for corporate cyber insurance right now is about $3 billion, and they think that that will more than double by the end of the decade.
And what kind of damages or losses can cyber insurance pay for?
Well, generally, it's a kind of a narrow plan that will look at the cost of complying with reporting regulations. Hospitals, for example, have to report to the Health and Human Services Department when they have a breach. Also paying for the cost of notifying customers, providing monitoring services and things like that. The average payout from an insurance company data breach is about $665,000. That, according to a company called Net Diligence, it looks at cyber risk assessment. But the impact could be a lot bigger. IBM and the Poneman Institute, in fact, they found that this year, globally, the total cost of the average breach was around $4 million. That's up about 30% just in the last 3 years.
And there's still so much that we don't know about these hacks and who's doing them and how they're happening and how much they actually affect. How do these insurance companies figure out what the risk is to actually price out the plans?
That is the real difficult part, because it's not as though you're looking at physical damage. You know, if there's a hurricane, they have years of data to look at how that works. But large companies with cyber insurance right now are getting priced with payout limits of around $10 to $25 million, according to Aon. But it's hard to know what final liability is, because when you think about, for example, Anthem, they got Social Security numbers there over the last couple of years. That's kind of like a cancer cell in a way, because someone could use that years later to steal your identity.
Now, this is something that you do to prepare for a real problem, a big hack, but are the companies themselves trying to stop the hacks in the first place, or doing more on the front end?
Yeah, there are a lot of companies. Obviously, they also buy the actual physical detection data, and they're hiring people to do that. But the real key is education and practice. You know, as we saw with the case of Russian hacking during the election, it often starts with a phishing email that looks real, and people fall for it, and they give away their passwords. So there are some companies that do essentially practice. I did a story, in fact, with Cambridge Health Alliance, and they actually send out their own fake emails to test their personnel to see if they'll fall for them. And then if you do more than once, you kind of have to go and take a class and take a whole tutorial. They also do essentially fire drills. They will have their consultants do a fake security breach that no one knows whether it's fake or not. And then that has everyone on the team practice responsiveness, from the IT crew all the way to the public relations department, to make sure they know how to put out a public statement and to deal with this right on the spot, not to wait.
Well, Bertha, I have to ask you, because you're at the NASDAQ, that we're seeing, you know, just an incredible run in the stock market and the Dow closing in on 20,000. What's it feel like right now on Wall Street?
You know, it's really interesting. There are those who are saying, well, we're going to get a lot of regulatory relief. That's part of the reason that you've seen this kind of enthusiasm. But there are others who are saying that, you know, to borrow a phrase from one of my colleagues, Brian Sullivan, that this market may be running on hopium at the moment. A lot of people anticipating things are going to be so much better. You know, we heard today from Honeywell that their sales are going to be on the lower end of expectations, even though they think things are going to be robust. It's not as though you're going to turn the key and suddenly you're going to go into Tesla insane mode and the economy is going to grow that much faster that quickly. So there are a lot of folks who are starting to sort of look around and say, you know, maybe you want to think about taking a little bit off the table. There are certainly ways that you can lock in some of those profits. For example, this time of year, if you want to give to charity and you had a big gain on some of your stocks, you might want to donate the stock. You get a double benefit that way because you get those gains, so you get to give a bigger donation, but then you don't have to pay the capital gains on the gain, and you get the tax deduction for that donation. So in a sense, everybody kind of wins off of the big run-up when you do something like that.
I'm just waiting for somebody to come out with the book, The Audacity of Hopium. CNBC's Bertha Coombs joining us from New York. Thanks, Bertha.
Thank you. Happy holidays.